Steve King and Johnny Putman of WGN Radio, and for Lisa Dent, give me a head with hair.
Give me a head with hair that people respect.
Yes.
You know, on Sunday, January 1st, all across the country, new laws will go into effect. And here in the state of Illinois, about 185 new laws go into effect. And one of the new laws in Illinois is called the Crown Act. And Crown stands for Create a Respectful, Open Workplace for Natural Hair.
And I'm of two minds about this. One, I think it's wonderful that this law goes into effect. Two, it's shameful that this law had to be passed to go into effect.
Well, joining us right now is Christina Martinez, and she's a paralegal with the Prinz Law Firm. And Christina, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Can we start partly personal with your story? Because I saw a picture of you online, and you have this head of glorious curls. I mean, every woman like myself with straight hair goes, oh, look at those curls. You personally, have you ever felt any form of discrimination that you thought was as a result of your hair?
I wouldn't say that I felt direct discrimination, but growing up, I did feel like my hair was deemed too much because, like you said, I do have a head of thick, curly hair. And for as long as I can remember, my mom used to always put relaxers in my hair, strain it as much as she could. And then I began to do that as I got older until like my late 20s. And even like in the workplace, going on interviews, I was always told, oh, make sure you straighten your hair. Don't wear your natural curls.
Really?
It's going to be, it's going to be, you know, frowned upon. It's deemed unprofessional.
Really, what you're saying is you were being profiled, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, because somebody was looking at your hair and saying, okay, this woman has hair that is, for whatever reason, it has to be a person who is racist. Isn't it that simple? If they have some hang up about your hair and the fact that it must reflect on your performance as a possible employer? I mean, we're kind of struggling with understanding that.
I'll be real candid with you. I have always had a problem understanding this. To me, if I want a bass player, I want a good bass player.
I don't care what their hair looks like.
If it's male, female, what the hair. Can you play bass? Yeah. Fine. You got the gig.
Exactly. Unfortunately, that has not always been the case for whatever reason. You know, natural hair or even a protective style has always been looked at in a negative perception, especially by the African-American community. With dreadlocks and twists and braids, it always results in an unjust discrimination.
Well, Christina, does this mean that if I have a company and I have a dress code and I have a grooming code, that I have to change that because of the law, the Crown Act? How does that work?
Employers can still have grooming policies. However, they need to make sure that it is non-discriminatory. So they can't say like, oh, you cannot wear an afro or, you know, dreadlocks, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So an employer could say, you got to be clean. Show up and be clean.
But if you're wearing dreads, that's fine. I can't hold that against you.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly. And they should also, you know, update any policies or handbooks to reflect the new law.
Uh-huh.
Like you mentioned, it's coming into effect January 1st of 2023.
For people who don't think, if they think this is a ridiculous law and they don't think that there's any merit to it, let me just share with you one study, and this was done by the Dove Corporation. This is the Dove beauty brand. And they did a workplace study, and they said that while about 80% of the women agreed that they had to modify their hair from its natural state to fit in the office, it was women of color that said that they were were policed more than anyone else in the workplace. The workplace dress code and grooming policies that lead to such hair modification can have a negative impact on a person with natural hair. And that's why so many people like yourself, Christina, were thrilled that the governor decided, let's give this some serious thought. And I think this also overlapped into children being sent home from school because they're mm-hmm. wearing hair that the school feel is inappropriate. Isn't that correct?
Yes. So back in August of 2021, Governor Pritzker signed into law the Jet Hawkins Act, which banned hairstyle discrimination in Illinois schools. So Jet Hawkins was only 4 years old when his school sent him home claiming his braids violated the school's dress code. So the Crown Act is an expansion of that mm-hmm. to cover employment.
Can you share a little bit of the length of time and the journey that it took from concept to getting the people who would put this into law on board with you? How long and how hard of a journey was that?
Well, as Johnny mentioned, it started when Dove conducted the research study, and that was done in 2019. Mm-hmm. And we're here in 2023, and it's getting passed in Illinois. And Illinois is just only a few states that have passed
yeah,
this law.
We're number 17.
Level.
Yeah,
exactly.
Number 17 as of Sunday, January 1st. Very interesting. I find myself wondering if banks might be affected by this because they have had a somewhat restrictive dress code mm-hmm. because you're dealing with the public. And so you're saying they really need to go in and have a serious discussion about, okay, how can we address this so that we can be within the law, but at the same time, we have you know, certain right. restrictions, and we're going to uphold those as well.
It's
go ahead.
No, I was going to say exactly. Employers should definitely provide training to their employees, especially, you know, supervisors, managers, and anyone responsible for the hiring process. And the two Illinois state senators that introduced this bill, Senator Maddie Hunter and Senator Mike Simmons. Mike Simmons himself has dreadlocks.
Oh, he doesn't just have dreadlocks. He has a fabulous do. Am I correct?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
exactly.
big and it's elaborate. It's like a work of art on that man's head.
Exactly. And so it's like if our state senators are able to just be their authentic self, then employees in, you know, these companies should also feel that way.
Yeah, that's an interesting take on it. If you can, you know, come on, maybe I should be able to. Well, Christina, it's a pleasure to meet you.
And thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you for enlightening people. And I'm sure it's not going to make everyone happy. But just think for a moment what it would be like to be, in my opinion, profiled based on the fact that you're wearing your authentic, your natural hair.
Exactly. And I have a 5-year-old daughter who has kinky tight curls, and I've been teaching her to love her hair. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that as she gets older, you know, she doesn't have to feel ashamed of her hair yeah. or feel like she has to change it in order to fit in with what society thinks is okay. So yeah. I am glad that, you know, Illinois decided to pass this.
Yeah, again, as I said at the outset, I'm so glad this law passed, but it's so dumb that it had to be passed in the first place.
Well, I'm not really surprised, and I do think there are going to be some yeah. people that will say, no, you know, it's my business. And but when people talk about being allowed to be your authentic self, that makes me stop and think that, yeah, you know, I get to be my authentic self. So thank you for your time. Appreciate it, Christine, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.